Boulder, I really don't think this is a good idea.
That's because it isn't a good idea, but it still has to be done. Besides, we can't not go through with it. It's a miracle we made it in here without raising the alarm. I don't imagine our luck could hold out long enough for us to make it back out without being seen.
Oh, shit in hell. Just get on with it then.
People of Shar, gather round. Yes, even you. Come one, come all. You all know me. I'm Balder, the greatest adventurer, explorer of them all.
Greatest low-down, dirty workshop scoundrel of them all.
The greatest, yes. Hammer on the head, my friend. Today, I bring the worst possible news.
You and your pet ox are here to stay?
Even worse. By now, you must have heard of the town discovered by Lauren Stern. I have to tell you that it's no town at all, but a terrible monster.
Liar!
Why would I lie?
Because you want to scare everyone off so you can keep all the plunder to yourself.
Hi, Lauren.
Shut up, you.
This has nothing to do with plunder, as there is, in fact, nothing to plunder whatsoever. I doubt you'll even find the corpses of the people you left to die in that hellhole.
My canaries. I mean, my team. What do you do to them?
Us? No, we didn't do anything to them. It was the monster.
Well, we did scare that fella Jerry a little bit.
Shut the hell up, man.
Jerry! You killed my Jerry!
No, this is a terrible misunderstanding. I mean, Jerry is dead, but we didn't kill him. The buildings came alive and they killed him. Ate him alive, in fact.
You expect us to swallow this tripe?
Oh, what I wouldn't do for some tripe right now.
What the hell is going on here?
Sheriff, at last the voice of reason enters the fray. Wait, did I just say that?
They say Lauren's new town is actually a monster. It can't be, right? I'm already packing up to move over there.
They say I ate my Jerry!
And the rest of them.
And it'll eat anyone who moves in there.
Come on, cousin. You can't believe these con artists. This is our chance to start again, away from here. A new town with a new way of doing things, where we can all live happily.
What do we do, Sheriff? Those bastards ate my Jerry and they're trying to pin it on some bricks and mortar.
Damn it, Sheriff, it's time to move on.
Everybody, shut the fuck up. The only thing that we know for certain is that Shar works fine. It isn't perfect, but it's mine. I mean, it's ours. To go boldly into the unknown puts every one of us into peril. Totally unnecessary risk. Now, only two possibilities exist here. One, Lauren's new town is in fact a town. Two, it is actually a man-eating monster. That second possibility may sound very unlikely, but the fact is, we can't know for certain without risking more innocent lives. And for what possible gain? Think about it. Life isn't going to get a lick better just because we change the curtains. I, for one, don't think the possible gains outweigh the potential dangers, and I am unwilling to risk any more of our precious Jerrys to a totally unnecessary cause. Heaven knows there are precious few enough of them to go around as it is. Also, there is the simple fact that the town was utterly deserted. I ask you, if this new town is so much better than Shar, why does nobody live there? Now, no stranger to making tough decisions for the group, but you know what? I don't want any fools running off in the middle of the night, so I'll let you all decide what's best. Stay here and be certain you'll wake up in the morning or take a chance on something that can't be much better at best and may well be the death of you and all of your families at worst.
And what about these two wise guys?
Again, I refer back to our two possibilities. Either these clowns are lying or they're telling the truth. But how can we know without risking more innocent lives? We can't, and quite frankly, their own lives aren't worth the cost of finding out. If they're telling the truth, they've saved a lot of lives by doing so, and should be rewarded. But if they're lying in order to line their own pockets, they ought to die. Now, I was already planning on killing them anyway, only in the most horrific of ways. But on the off chance they're being honest for a change, I'm going to be lenient. I shall reward them for their information. Instead of burning them alive, as was the plan, I'm just going to take them out back and shoot them in the head.
Can't say fairer than that.
Now, where are those idiots? Oh, fuck's sake, was no one watching them? Fan out! Somebody find them! bit there, boys. That's far enough.
Be reasonable, Sheriff. It's true. It's all true.
Oh, I don't care if it is or it isn't. Did you see her stupid face? Ha! She tried to take my town away and start her own. But thanks to your little scaremongering, those peasants will be too shit scared to ever leave. You just cannot write shit like this.
But you're going to kill us anyway?
Sorry, boys, but you have to die regardless. What if you're lying after all? Come back and tell them it's safe out there. Simply cannot have that. They'll all bugger off, and where will that leave me?
We'll leave, Sheriff. Leave and never come back.
Oh, I know, boys. There ain't no coming back where you're going.
And, where would that be?
Hell.
Let them go, cousin.
Piss off, Twinkle Toes. Are you actually aiming that thing at me?
You ever have your dreams torn to shreds? I'm in bits. Volatile. I could do anything. Now put your gun down and let them go.
You're going to regret this.
I don't think so. Now put it down. Good girl. Hear that, boys? That's the sound of a new sheriff in town.
How could you?
Don't give me that shit. I was born to be a leader. And all these years I've been waiting for my chance. I thought I could do it a better way, make a better town, but you took away my only chance of doing that. And you know what? I thank you for it. You forced my hand, but I should have done this years ago. That's why I'm letting you go this time, but make no mistake. You ever turn up again and I will have your guts for garters. And I mean it. I need new garters. Now piss off, boys. I've got work to do.
Hod?
Yeah?
There's something I've been meaning to ask you.
Okay.
It's kind of personal. A lot of personal, actually.
Go on.
Well, you know how since your eyes are gone, your other senses have picked up the slack? Your hearing sharper, sense of smell and all?
Yeah.
It's just that since we went to West Drift and fought that fella what had that symbiote in him, those senses of yours aren't just sharper, they're much, much sharper.
Okay.
And you've always had a hearty appetite, but now it really is something else.
Uh-huh.
And the thing is, you remember the only giveaway that someone has a symbiote is their eyes turn purple and, well, you don't have eyes anymore.
Mm-hmm.
Damn it, Hod. Are you really going to make me ask straight out?
Yes.
Hod, have you got... I mean, are you a fucking sim?
Yes.
Oh, fuck. Well, at least that's out of the way.
Feel better?
Strangely enough, yes, I do.
I'm surprised you didn't start the conversation by pulling a gun on me.
Are you really?
No.
You don't seem different, though.
Like a man-eating monster.
That's the one.
I won't ask you to believe me, but it is still me in here.
Have you been eating people when I wasn't looking?
Fuck's sake, Baldur. No, I haven't.
But?
Remember my old silver tooth? The one you tricked me into ripping out when we fought that sim in Westdrift.
Of course.
Well, a fragment remained. Not enough to stop my little stowaway from taking root, but what it has done is stop the fucker taking the driving seat, so to speak.
Oh, well, that sounds good.
He doesn't, though, little shitbag that he is. I can hear him whispering away at me from the back of my head. He's always telling me to eat people.
Ah, shitballs.
Right? And, so?
Yeah.
You want to take this outside?
We're already outside.
You know what I mean.
Yeah, I do. Listen, I have run out on, sold out, and even outright killed everyone I've ever cared for. Everyone who's ever been stupid enough to care for me.
What are you getting at?
I'm getting old, Todd. I don't think I can face being alone again.
You'd rather run around with a monster who may or may not gobble you up in your sleep.
At this point in life, I think I'll take my chances. I've lived too long as it is anyway. I'm getting kind of sick of surviving. I keep going along, just picking up more and more shit as I go.
I see.
Besides, I think we can get away with calling you just part monster.
Nothing but the good parts.
And anyway, the way we have to live to get by on this rock, you can't even tell where the humanity stops and the monstrosity starts anymore.
So, you're cool with the situation?
It is what it is. Let's enjoy it while it lasts.
You're not going to put a silver bullet in my brain when I'm sleeping?
Nah, silver's too valuable to waste on the likes of you.
Well, so, what do we do now?
Well, we can't go back to Shar.
Obviously. Fuck that shit, anyway. Wanna go rustle some cattle up at Westdrift?
Nah, don't see us escaping the Sheriff's justice if we try that. Remember when we went water-seeking Malornit? There were trees by that lake. Lots of them.
And?
Well, where there's trees, there's life.
Ah, but you know what they say.
Where there's life, there's death.
Ah, well, who wants to live forever anyway?
In this world, you'd have to be blind.
Thank you for listening to the final episode of Journeys in the Dark, Exodus. Hod was performed by Robert Best, Buddha by Alistair Bruce, Lauren by Esther Gilroy, and Sheriff Sharif by Edith. The show was written and created by Robert Best. It was directed by David Barr and produced by David Barr and Alan O'Brien. Visit journeysinthedark.com for more information. Thanks again for listening, and I hope you've enjoyed the show.